Well, Hillary Rotten Clinton, she's still in and proving that more than one Clinton can be the comeback kid in New Hampshire as she basks in that primary victory over challenger Barack Obama. The New York senator and former first lady hugged both former President Clinton and their daughter Chelsea before starting to thank her cheering supporters. And she told the victory celebration over the last week, "I listened to you, and in the process, I found my own voice." Well, you know, some think that when the New York senator got emotional in that New Hampshire diner, and when she was asked how she keeps it all together, you know, running the campaign and her aspirations for being president, that it boosted her over the top. Others say you can't be emotional and be the president of the United States. Well, leadership and communications consultant Ann Doyle wrote an article called "The Soul of a Leader," which put the issue into perspective, and she joins me here on the WJR Big Story Live Line. Ann, welcome to the Big Story.
Hi, Lloyd. That's news about Richardson.
Yeah, just came in, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more on that as the night progresses. But this article, "The Soul of a Leader," and you said, "Since when is a brief glimpse into a leader's soul enough to shake our confidence in his emotional suitability for the Oval Office?"
Right. I did write that because I made the point about if it were a man who had shown that kind of emotion and he was a seasoned, tested, strong leader, we would have thought how wonderful, and he would have gone up a couple of notches in our minds that he had the strength to show that kind of, you know, personal side of him. But I said that, you know, when the gender changes, we're still at a point in terms of how we judge women leaders that suddenly it's a whole different game. And I really think that this has been fascinating because this may be really kind of one of those tipping point or defining moments, really, in terms of how women leaders are evaluated in terms of having this happen, you know, on the national stage with such a leader who has been, the knock on her has always been, you know, that she's the ice queen, that she's too tough, that she's too strong. And so the moment she shows just a tiny bit of her soul, whoa. And the story has been fascinating because to me, Lloyd, it's really had legs. And people have continued to talk about this and to evolve. And I really think that we're going to see that this was certainly a defining moment of Hillary Clinton's campaign because she's been vetted for years in terms of her knowledge on the issues and all of that. And the big question about her was her really ability to move people emotionally. And that's what a leader has got to do.
I mean, you know, she's really been, you know, tested so intensely, and she's been under the national, you know, microscope, and you know, it's a difficult thing running for president, being a man or a woman, and you know, for her to just get, you know, slightly emotional at this point is really quite incredible because, you know, as much as she's dealt with just over the past year or so, you would have thought she, you know, any other regular person probably would have cracked, man or woman.
Well, it's pretty demanding, really, what we put these presidential candidates through. And, boy, this race is just getting started. And the great thing is it's really going to be, you know, the interest is obviously very, very high. But, you know, I think that the fact that she, it was a very, very intimate situation. It was, you know, there were only 22 actual voters in that coffee shop. Now, there were quite a few more media there. But it really was a very intimate situation, and most of them were women. And, you know, women are more comfortable showing that softer side of ourselves with other women or with people very, very close to us. And so I thought in a lot of ways, I mean, probably, yes, the pressure of it all, and the question was an unexpected question. It wasn't a question about issues. It was really about, wow, how do you do it?
Well, also, you know, when women, and you said in the article, one of the fundamental lessons women of my generation learned that when entering the nearly all-male workforce in the 70s was never let them see you cry. And
right.
That tears still make men, most men, uncomfortable.
Right, right. And see, that's one of the things that I believe really happened in terms of everybody's standing around today saying, wow, what happened in New Hampshire? You know, how could the pollsters and all the political pundits, who mostly are men, read things so wrong in terms of what was going to happen in the election? And I really feel that women did start getting mad about what was happening. There was some of that. I mean, there was the moment in the coffee shop where Hillary Clinton revealed that a peek into her soul in terms of how deeply she cares and showed that softer side of herself. But there were also other things that happened. You know, there were men chanting that afternoon at her, "Iron my shirts." There was very, very negative political coverage in terms of a lot of which was mostly male political pundits, almost, writing her epitaph before the vote occurred. And the women's turnout was very, very large. Now, and women do tend to vote in a little higher percentage than men, but the turnout of women in New Hampshire was very, very large, and Hillary Clinton took 46% of it. And so there were a couple of pieces there that I thought were all related to this change, and I think that many, many women, Hillary Clinton also got the over 40 vote, a much higher percentage of the over 40 vote, and women over 40 have lived with personal running into obstacles and barriers and the sexism that, you know, we've come a long way in terms of overcoming. But they started to relate to that. And I think there's just a little bit of hold on. This is a tested leader, and stop picking on her. And let's just get at this in terms of measuring our leaders, you know, for what they stand for.
Well, you can see this article, The Soul of a Leader, on Ann's website, which is AnnDoyleStrategies.com, www.AnnDoyleStrategies.com. And Ann Doyle, I think it's a great read. I think it's a great article, and that's why I wanted to get you here on The Big Story. And thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Well, Lloyd, thank you. It's all about emotion, you know, when it comes to leaders, and we're starting to see a whole lot of it in this race.
All right. Thank you, Ann. Have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye.